All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, your M-Chuck.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome in. We're back. Welcome to 2024. It's been 2.5 weeks since we did an episode of the Real Life Podcast, which is unlike us. Well, we did like not, Chalmers.
Yeah.
We did not. Feels like just strong. Yesterday I was in here.
Yeah.
We did not end strong, but that's the holidays. You had to unplug.
Yeah. You had to just whatever.
Well, we should have many topics to talk about then.
Oh, we do. We were just talking about like hangovers and drinking, and you were, I'm talking about how your missus had vodka crayons and it left her really hungover.
No. She just like the diabetes, whatever that drink is.
You know, those ones with a ton of sugar that you really don't know what the booze is,
like a Rev.
And you really don't know what it tastes like. One of
she
those.
Was drinking this one called a candy apple.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah.
You got to at Christmas time. It's
so
festive.
I go to take a drink out of it and I go, whoa, that is so sweet. I could have maybe one of those. And she was crushing them all night. So it was no surprise that she was dead. For
grenadine and a candy apple. Delish.
I remember at a family wedding a few years ago, my two brother-in-laws were like, "Okay, we're not going to be hungover for the drive home because it was like 6 hours away." And they're like, "So we're just going to drink straight whiskey together." That
smart
was their plan.
Mm-hmm.
They were both either puking or sleeping in the back of a car by like 9:45, 10 o'clock.
And I bet they were hungover.
Yeah, ready to roll in the morning, I bet.
Yeah, I think they were because they got all of it out of their system that night, then went to bed super early. But I loved that it didn't slow them down at all. They just drank more straight whiskey. They're like, "Oh, but there's no pop. We won't be hungover." It's like, "Well, no, not when you drink just the same amount of liquid, but straight whiskey and no pop to cut it."
The move is a vodka soda or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. If you don't want to be a bitch and you still want to drink, well, we won't say later in life because I don't think we're later in life, but we're not at the beginning of your party era. Mm-hmm. If you want to be, have a shoot a good second nine, we'll say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Vodka sodas and pint glasses, I highly recommend. And get turned up and go to bed at 9:30 like a real man. Oh. Get hammered and be in bed by 10.
That's the best thing about we went, just like six of us. Went and decided we were going to take the Monday, the 20, whatever it was off, like the 19th. And we went out of town and boy, it feels good just having a full day like that and going to bed by like 10:30, 11 o'clock. You wake up in the morning, you have breakfast at like 7:30 in the morning.
You
feel
day.
Great.
You had
a great time. Did everything you wanted to do. Had a nice dinner. It's underrated.
So there was the, I'm trying to find an email here, but it's just during kind of like the post Christmas before New Year's week where
the malaise,
you got to do nothing.
Who knows what day it is?
Don't do anything. That's my motto.
So I had a buddy in town and I think it was Wednesday night. We got pretty hammered. So knew I had stuff to do on Thursday, including posting an article from Robin Brownlee. And so he emailed it to me at 7 a.m. I was not awake, nor was I awake when he followed up at 8:30, nor was I awake when he followed up again at 10 a.m. And I go, sorry, Robin, late start for me today, courtesy of Captain Morgan. And his reply made me laugh out loud. He goes, it's time for you to learn to drink like a man. Get up early, puke, and move on with your day. Get over it.
Those are words of wisdom.
Damn, Robin Brownlee.
I mean, you could leave the puke part out. That's not something I think that makes anybody feel better just to wake up in the morning.
Sometimes you got to. You got to rally.
I don't puke.
I'm like, not a never puke either.
Last year, remember the first night at the pond hockey tournament, which is coming up in a few weeks?
Oh, red wine. Red wine. Lava.
I would not have been able to play that Saturday had I not puked in the shower that morning.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were talking about the nighttime red wine.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, they all roll into
that
one
was
for
the
me.
Last time.
I'm at that age where you say pond hockey tournament, every single highlight from 3 years in a row just become 1 year.
Yep.
It was just all last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think, shout out to Tourism Jasper for having us back. That event is just a couple of weeks away. And we once again have the big, big party house. We're going to have a great time. I talked on Twitter to a few people who entered teams just last year. They're coming back. So it is great.
Yeah, we got a friends team coming too. It's going to be good. And you know, like I've seen just because of this weather and like the, you know, the way that lakes are freezing and the way that ponds are freezing, I've seen more videos this year of just like ice that looks like glass on a pond where you can see the bottom. It's super cool, but man, it's freaky. Like the one where it's got all the trees in the underneath, like at Pigeon Lake right now, it's glass and you can see the bottom and it's just sand, right? So it's not like that freaky, but those ones in the mountains,
where it's
and it's deep. And then it's like, you see all the trees that have fallen in there and it's, man, it's cool. Like you could probably skate. If you shot a puck, you'd probably go for a kilometer.
All I ask is a little bit, maybe a handful of degrees warmer than last year.
Well, this is the no winter winter. So you're probably going
to
win.
It's starting to get a little bit chilly though.
They're not minus 25.
No,
you can tell we're spoiled when, yeah. Like I walked outside the other day, it was minus 10 and yeah. I was like, bullshit. I'm like, oh wait, it's end of December.
It's chilly. I have to wear an actual jacket.
I like it how I just zoned out there because you looked at me when I said you could probably shoot the puck a kilometer and you looked at me kind of like, ooh, that would be interesting to know. And all my mind went to was like, how would you possibly do that? Okay. So you could set up one guy over here. You'd need a lake. That was totally clear. Yep. You take a shot. Then you'd have to like, how would you even measure that?
The measuring tape.
Or like a GPS, like a watch. Could you like start skating, stop it
if
at the end?
If you were smart enough physics wise, launch angle, velocity.
Mm-hmm. Now we're doing physics now.
Drag.
You could bring a sextant.
Again, you'd have to, if we wanted to get it a kilometer.
The curvature of the earth.
A Jay Downton slap shot would probably be my go-to shot to see if we could, if somebody could do it. So, and I hate to bring like, you guys always when it brings, but remember when we talked about the golf thing about like 3 weeks back,
and how the Jersey Jerry,
and then this guy goes and does a live stream of a hole in one. So it took him 1 day, 12 hours to do it.
Sleeping?
No, he slept.
Oh,
he slept, but
he streamed himself the whole time.
He streamed himself sleeping.
Oh, I was watching.
But
I know he slept though.
At about the 20 hour mark, he popped one and it rolled up to about 6 inches. And like, it was so close, but it was cool. So like there is average Joe to the max. And he got it done in 1 hour or 1 day, 12 hours, right?
Yeah. Average Joe is, he's not a good golfer.
Yeah.
So, plus I wouldn't trust the simulator,
but I know ours was more of a timed thing with a score. I brought that scenario up to a couple other people and there's definitely, it's definitely a split decision, 50-50 as to whether or not people think you could do it or not. I definitely think it's something we need to try though.
I would love to. I went to the sim last Saturday.
Yeah.
There were 4 par threes on the course. I put 2 of them within 2 feet, 170 yards. But again, it's the sim. So like, who knows what's actually happening?
Yeah. I say count it.
I was counting that, or I was thinking of that when I was watching the Jersey Jerry thing. And I was like, damn, I bet you I could do it faster than that. Like, that's why I was just so blown away. It took him so long. Eventually your body gives up.
Well, see, and he had like a chiropractor come in. He had somebody that kind of gave him massages. There was a doctor there that
What kind of massage?
Took his blood pressure, like a back massage.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Doctor massage or a other type?
Nope, doctor.
Oh. Could be a doctor.
It was being live streamed. But anyways, they had like an IV. They took his like blood pressure.
Oh my God.
Like,
well, so what that taught me, because I saw the stream as well, is that we're way too soft on the Nation employees and not streaming them 24/7.
Why aren't they being streamed 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Jay was like, we need to put cameras up in the office so everything could be content. And I was like, whoa, legally, no.
You could have one room. Though.
Well, you could have one room.
And they're pulling everything off before anybody else gets a chance. Because like, I think it was a year ago, they did a bowling one where you had to bowl a certain amount of points before you could leave the bowling alley. Now, we're going bowling today at 5 o'clock. Are we not?
Yeah.
Nation party. So all I think about is like, if you're going to stream people 24/7, got to be doing something cool. Got to be doing something. But like golf on a sim, bowling in a bowling alley, those are two that like are pretty easy to do.
There was those two dudes. They just streamed for 24 hours. Yeah,
there was the punishment for Hank and whoever.
Oh yeah.
When they like lost.
They just got stuck. Yeah, just got stuck in a room.
Why don't we make Aaron and Gavin fight to the death?
No.
Yep.
Yep.
If you had a fight to the death and you streamed it, you think society would turn away in horror?
No.
They would watch that shit. Watch
it. How long do you think it would take to get them to fighting? You put them in a room and they like, do you think they talk it out a bit?
Turn the temperature up in the room really high.
Yeah.
Turn the lights on.
Maybe they talk about it. It's like, listen, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight you.
You will in 4 days.
You only get one box of Cheerios.
One of you walks out of here alive. There's 37,000 people watching.
Yep.
Back to Tourism Jasper. However, we ended up here.
Are we about to hit a cold snap?
Nope. Long-term forecast only goes up to the Thursday before, but the Thursday before is supposed to be -10 and sunny, which is great outdoor rink temperature.
Great outdoor rink temperature. So those rinks should be beautiful. Should be
good. Time to start planning your next ski trip. Marmot Basin is open for skiing and snowboarding, and you can get the Escape Card, which provides 50% off full-day lift tickets all season long with no blackout dates. Venture beyond, go to jasper.travel for more details. But yeah, we'll be out there in a couple of weeks. Teams coming together.
I think we need to strategize a little more this year.
Well, we also might have some new players on the team because for last year we had Adam from sales, Adam Seaborn.
And he's different team this year.
He's on the Toronto team.
Yeah.
So we've added our producer, Pat Puff.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play. And I think marketing Maddie's boyfriend's going to play too. And I don't know if we have Frank.
Well, we got to strategize still.
Yeah, we do.
My point still remains.
I'll search best techniques in 4-on-4 pond hockey, because like you can get a guy in motion, have a triangle with a guy in motion and try to get it to him. But you almost have to have misdirection.
Tyler took one in the mush.
Misdirection with two guys going. Yeah. Right in the chin. I don't know. It's tough because four people on that rink too. Like they're not huge.
No,
it's, you gotta be a good stick handler in a foam booth.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, yeah. On behalf of your career, can you keep your face, the moneymaker, we call it? Can you keep it off the
receipt? Thought about full cage? I was going to say.
So like, that's why I do full cage in beer league.
You're
right?
Too damn pretty, so playboy.
You do now too?
I have since I lost my tooth.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I got a tooth knocked out and it was not a pretty experience.
Dude, I get roasted.
In beer league, you guys?
Just like Brent.
So it wasn't even in beer league. Like I had been wearing a mouth guard and a half visor in beer league and I'm short and I don't know if that like helps with the fact that I get a lot of sticks up high and just like, but we were playing in a shinny game and it was about the last 30 seconds. We were just messing around and I just went in and a guy was going to clear the puck and it went up my stick and right, just right off the front tooth, just knocked it right out.
And the other thing too, is like when Jay hit me in the face, it felt like I got hit in the mouth with a slap shot.
Yeah.
And then you watch back the video and it's like a light saucer pass that popped up and hit me in the face. Like the guys who ripped me in beer league for it, like whatever, easy chirp. I totally understand that. But like, dude, unless you have
beer league, settle down.
But yeah. See, without a cage, I like to talk. Like I like to have fun out there. I like to chirp. I like to have a good time. The minute I put that on, I realized that was a whole aspect of my game I couldn't have anymore.
But if I'm playing beer league and I see Tyler Yaremchuk on the other team, it's go time.
Yeah,
you're the only celebrity in the entire league. I would try to kill you.
Oh, that shit is like a real thing.
I believe.
I deal with it. Like
you're like a little Connor Bedard.
There was one guy and he was probably, I'll say in his late 50s is what he looked like. Second face off of the game, he goes, hey, you're the Oilers Nation guy. I'm like, yeah. He goes, hey, cool, man. I like your stuff. Like,
time to die.
Sweet. Game goes on. He sticked our goalie at one point, and our goalie called him old. It was like, shut up, you senior citizen. And this guy lost it for the rest of the game. And he fought a guy, went to the penalty box, thought that guy in the penalty box was me. I'm sitting on the bench, and he's yelling at the guy in the box, being like, no one likes your shitty fucking podcast, buddy.
Oh, no, that could be this one.
And I was like, oh, shit, that's... You think that's me, but it's not me.
What kind of lead you guys fight in where you get to sit in the penalty box? Oh, he just got a scrum.
Yeah, they got a scrum.
Little scrum action.
But yeah, it happens a lot where guys will like start the game being like, hey, man, like, what's up? Like, I like your pod. It's like, cool. And by the end of the game, they're like, you are such a little. It's like,
oh, my God.
I didn't even do anything, I don't think.
I don't think. From my perspective.
Yeah. But I'm excited. I don't go full cage in the Jasper thing because it's nice to have the mountain air really flowing in.
I got to get a new Bucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna get something cool or something nice?
No, I did like your old one.
What do you mean?
The one you wore last year? I think it's cool.
Oh, it's just because, so like last year.
What was it?
Just like an old Bauer helmet that I've had for 100
years.
Yeah.
The Lidstrom cage on it, or the visor. Lidstrom visor.
No, that was the year before. I had a different visor last year. Yes. I dropped it when I got home and she cracked. So not really great for a helmet to crack in half, I find.
No, that means it's kind of probably old.
Yeah, a little old. So I got to get a fresh one.
Speaking of the sport of ice hockey, the local team.
Look at
the
us.
Kings?
Look
Chef
at us.
Kiss. Grimchuk,
how the tides have changed.
Let me just repeat back to you this season. You tweeted that the McDavid era was over, which is one of the low points of my life. I would just like to say,
it's
like,
just my tweet.
Man, I went to the window and looked to the horizon when you tweeted that. And I was like, your Grimchuk's never wrong. This means it's the end of the McDavid era. Like, I fully bought into what you're saying. Then we had our annual U.S. Thanksgiving panic, which is now a rite of passage en route to the playoffs. I hope to God. This second, then I watched you last night say you're more impressive by this heater than the last heater. So we've come all the way back.
There's only been like six plus game winning streaks in the NHL this year, and two of them are the Oilers.
The best.
But they're still outside of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're still eighth in the conference. 14
of the last 17 games.
If you sort by points percentage. Huh?
Is that what you do?
But like,
the point I guess I'm getting at is making up ground in the NHL is very hard. The loser point really throws a wrench in the mix.
But the other thing that's kind of interesting is when you compare this their record at this point this year to last year and the year before,
they're better.
Yeah. So it's like, they almost won the division last year.
What? They're better than they were last year at this time?
After 35 games, this is the best record the Oilers have had in the last three seasons.
And then isn't the Pacific like historically terrible too?
No,
that was last year.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So well, the problem this year is that Vancouver's way better. Right. The Kings are better. Vegas is still good.
They're the best team in the NHL in the last 22 games.
Who that? The Oil?
The Oilers.
Yeah.
And if
just
you
took them a month to get going, you know,
and their schedule in the month of January features two teams that are in the playoffs, five that are lottery teams, and like two mushy men.
And we have games in hand on the guys around us, right?
Yeah, everyone. So the like, best. I think their final 10 games here in January, I think 8-2 is like a easily attainable goal.
Now hold
they
on.
Win all 11, Wanya.
What's that?
I say they win all 11.
How can you be the same guy that had me shopping for shallow graves for myself at American Thanksgiving? And now you're sitting here at the same gravitas saying we're amazing and we're going to go 8-2.
He wasn't even shopping for shallow graves. He was just putting his face down in puddles that were around.
I was like, Grabchek and I have decided that Connor McDavid's leaving and I need to lie down somewhere permanently.
Well, you have to remember, like, in that moment when they're 1-whatever to start the year, it's like,
they were like 2-9.
Yeah. To draw the connection of like, this year's not going to go well. Leon Draisaitl won't want to sign an extension. That means they're going to have to trade Leon Draisaitl.
But this is where you're over panicking.
Yeah, oh, I know. But I also have to talk. This is like my life for like 4 hours a day is just dissecting the hockey.
But that's why on behalf of all the listeners, I'd like to be on this show and give you slight pushback of freaking us out.
But in the moment, it's so hard to not be like, well, our lives are over.
But you can't just be like, well, that's over. And then 6 weeks later, be like, well, I'll tell you where I'm sitting for the cup run. Yeah.
This January strength of schedule has got to be one of the easiest on record. It like is. Only team they play that is even remotely good would be Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. And the Oilers actually have more wins.
Everyone else is almost out of a playoff. So I think everybody else is out of a playoff spot.
I believe it was Barack Obama who said, yes, we can.
He did.
Yes, he can.
He also said hope.
Oh, except for Nashville. Yes, Nashville too at the end of the month. Well, here's to a fun January.
It could be. But they can't look past anybody, I guess, is a greater point of a schedule like this.
No freebies.
No freebies.
Mm-mm. What do you think? What do you think are some of the highs and the lows lately of what's propelling the Oilers to be a team that in the past 20 games has been the best team in the league?
My take on why this is more encouraging than the 8-game heater is when they won 8 in a row, I kept saying it's the same old Oilers. It's Connor McDavid in the power play, torching the other team and timely saves. Like that's how they won so much down the stretch last year, right? McDavid was ungodly and all that. This 5-game stretch, it's like, holy shit. Okay, McLeod's chipping in now. Fogel's chipping in. Like they're getting offense from all these different parts. And it's the power play's actually kind of gone cold for a little bit. McDavid against the Sharks and Ducks had 1 point in each game. The Oilers scored a combined 12 5-on-5 goals. And only two of them needed to be helped by McDavid. Like that's what's impressive to me. Stuart Skinner's totally dialed in. I saw we had it up, I think, in an article on the site.
Your Apple Watch?
I did. I'll talk about that because I got takes on this son of a bitch.
All right.
Picard's winning the games. He needs to win when Pickard. He comes in. Pickard. What did I say? Picard?
Captain
Picard.
I said Picard, and Gregor rolled his eyes. We were on the air together. Small flex. And he went, it's Pickard. Like I'd said, like I'd mispronounced Edmonton.
What does he know anyway?
It's Pickard. I felt this tall. That's the radio biz, Charles.
I think it might have been Gregor who broke down the Oilers save percentage on a week by week basis through the year. And the chart is just like straight up. Like it's pretty clear that you get saves, you get wins.
Right? How's the cul-de-sac looking over there, by the way, when you go see Gregor on Fridays?
Have you ever met Colin Gregor, his brother?
I have.
He has just turned into Colin. Like I looked at him.
How long does he have to grow this thing for?
Noah's dad. I don't know what the
best. It was 6 months.
I honestly don't understand.
But then he got let off the hook. They said if the Oilers win 5 in a row at some point over the 6 months, the cutoff's 3. So the cutoff's 3 months from when they lost to the Sharks in November.
So that's coming up right away then.
So he's just basically transformed into fun hat guy?
No, yeah. This is where
he just wears fedoras here. And like Kangol's forward and stuff.
Always was fun hat guy.
I don't
fun
understand. Gregor doesn't really want to be the in on the joke about Gregor. This is very like self-aware of him for him to do this.
It's very, usually he's
very un-Gregor.
Get out of
yes,
it
I thought
sure.
so too. But I think he's just rolling heavy. I mean, he's got 1440. He has most of the radio in the palm of his hand. The other hand's filled with internet.
Is he allowed
people?
To trim the cul-de-sac no. at least? Like not at all.
No. Nothing.
Whoa.
Looks great.
I think he had a trip or was going somewhere with his wife and kids. And Frank Cervelli made the joke that was like, when you show up with your wife, people are going to think you either have $14 million yeah. or a 14-inch unit.
And Gregor's like, I do have both. And then Frank was like, "Mer." Yeah, that you're correct on both fronts.
Anyone want a pull of my leader cola?
Nobody wants a pull of that leader cola that's been around here since New Year's Day.
14 inches, 14 million, or 2/3 of a 1 liter cola from New Year's.
When I always said when I'm done working my way through all these goddamn liters of cola I have in my house, back to cans, right?
A nice, yeah.
But now I'm kind of getting attached to it. I don't hate
you
it.
Speaking of cans of cola.
Yeah.
No ordering cans of cola to our room this year.
Yeah. Last year Tyler's at the Fairmont JPL, Chalmers called room service because he had no Coca-Cola for his whiskey.
That's true.
Because he's a gangster baller.
This is correct. So far,
can
so
I
good.
I have 6 Coke Zeros to the room.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A reasonable order.
6 Coke Zeros, $42.
Who would have thought?
And then he leaves and they get stuck on my room bill.
That's showbiz. Correct.
That is correct. As per plan.
Everything you've described was by design.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But $42, I mean, come on. I mean, I know what I was doing.
If you go to the bar and don't spend if you go put your bar booze in your drinks, how many drinks can you get for $42?
If you told me that you could either not have Ryan Coke Zeros or you could pay $42 for a 6-pack, I would have done it.
Yeah.
And the cherry on top is that you paid for them.
So they're actually free.
I'm coming to your room and ordering $42 worth of
it. Yeah. Don't worry. My kids are probably going to do that on their own. Orange crushes, maybe a couple pizzas.
But my favorite part was that we didn't find out how much they were until you were closing out. Like Tyler was closing out.
That's the brilliance of the whole plan.
You let your kids order room service pizza?
Well, I don't let them, but sometimes they have to eat and we need to go out and do stuff. And
your Amtrak, you don't even have a kid yet. And I know that your kids are not allowed to order room service pizza in hotels. I know they're not.
They can have a microwave pizza that I packed from home and that is now warm.
That is what we used to do when I was a little kid. We were in a hotel. My dad would go to some grocery store or gas station with grocery And that's what we would have in the hotel.
Microwave meals.
Yeah.
You know what I do like on vacation, like hockey trips, like hockey weekends, tournaments, is when we go out for dinner the first night, I'll order like a extra large pizza and I'll have like three pieces of it for dinner and then take it back to the room. Pizza for the rest of the weekend.
Just like you and I in Seattle, when we're trying to jam a pizza box into a fridge.
You should have seen this madness.
Well, especially because
in the morning,
these fridges are like, what, 12 inches deep?
Yeah. So we had a large pizza that we're trying to fit into that fridge, Tyler and I. By the way, it's 3 a.m, so you can picture the state of us.
So you take all the racks out and you stand it up.
We tried that.
Didn't work.
So what we ended up doing
for large pizza.
We ordered an extra large, so we ended up folding the box in half and ramming it.
Whatever it takes.
The other play is go to the ice machine, take your pizza box, put it in the garbage bag from the garbage in the room, and then put ice in the bathtub, and then put your new plastic wrapped pizza box in the ice to stay cold. I've done that many times. You can put smaller shit in the sink too if you need to.
Like it's organs.
Yep.
That's actually a pretty good idea with the pizza and the tub thing. But how do you shower in the morning?
I assume you don't
eat pizza.
I'm trying to get you to the morning so you can eat it later.
Oh yes.
I'm assuming if you're eating
that is a much better
pizza.
You're probably shit faced and you're just trying to buy yourself 6 hours.
Sitting on the toilet, just eating a piece.
It's a much better idea than when Tyler and I were trying to ram an empty can underneath the door of the fridge to keep it closed.
You ever take the back off a toilet, pack that with ice and use that as your cooler for the hotel drinking? That's nice. Keeps all the ice in a small little compact area.
Mm-hmm. Still fresh water in the back of the tank.
Mm-hmm. We don't drink the toilet water per se.
Well, no.
I put mine right in the bowl.
Hey, piss around my beers. All right.
Yeah.
Just tie them.
Hey, don't be a weirdo. Don't piss on my beer. It's in the toilet.
Piss on the other side of the bowl.
Yeah.
Like a man.
Piss in the sink.
Rim it around.
This is something I wanted to talk about. So Christmas with my family, mm-hmm. I have two nieces. They are
congratulations.
5.5, 3, whatever. I also now,
whatever.
I don't fully remember.
You know what he means.
I also now have a newborn nephew.
Again,
my
congratulations.
Gift for the nephew is going to be a breeze for me. Mm-hmm. His dad loves hockey. I'm sure this kid's going to love hockey in all likelihood. Even if he doesn't, I'll buy him fire trucks and like cool stuff like that. Right. The girls are now at a point where I just don't go to the store and buy them something that I think looks cool, like a race car. They ask for stuff.
Yes.
The toys they asked for this year are the most insane shit ever. I told this story in ON Every Day with Jay, but I was saving it for real life. The toy, they lost their shit when they opened this on Christmas morning. A hamster or gerbil. And the whole point of the toy is that it gives birth.
Yeah. Come again?
So you have this gerbil that is like, whatever, yay big, smaller than a football.
It's a toy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You take it out, you play with it, and then it starts making noises.
Oh boy.
And you go, oh, time for it to give birth. So you go put it in its little pen and like a thing glows and you have to wait 10 hours. And after 10 hours, it gives birth to a tinier toy.
Does that tiny toy now live its life outside the mother forever? Or do you stuff it back in at some point?
Like, how many new babies can it have?
There are two. And then you can put them back in and do the whole thing.
You can stuff it back in? Yeah. That's the best part.
Like that's insane, right?
So it's two toys. It's the birthing and the stuffing.
But the two little girls, man, they lost their minds. They were so excited about this.
I don't understand kids' toys.
I can also remember, though, a toy from when we were little. I think that was before our time, but it existed. And it was a doll that you had a water-filled bottle, and they would pee.
Yeah, I remember that.
Baby pee-pee,
yeah.
As I recall being called.
So this toy, tickets. Charles, because I know you're Googling it.
Yeah.
My sister's been trying to get it for like two Christmases, and it's always sold out.
Well, this is just
gross,
insane. Not only... is it insane? But it's called Little Live Pets Mama Surprise Playset.
Surprise!
It is, like he says, a guinea pig with a little pen. It will give birth, and they don't give these things away.
For $90?
Cheap.
Show me.
$90 for this toy.
For a hamster that
you could have 20 real hamsters that you could kill at will for that kind of money.
They'll have all the babies you want.
So does it say like,
and you can enjoy, watch them eat each other.
No, don't. Yeah. Don't watch the baby. Don't watch the guinea pig for that 10 hours. Make sure you just go do something else.
Go earn some income to pay for the $90.
Seriously.
I say you get a real guinea pig and watch the babies eat each other. That's the real joy of Christmas.
When I was a little kid,
yo, fuck
Mama Surprise teaches children to care and nurture for their pet with the same magical surprise delivery as the original Mama Surprise. Babies magically appear inside the hutch. Kids go through the surprise and delight of caring for Mama and discovering her babies again and again.
I don't like it. That's a bad toy.
That is awful.
I got a Super Nintendo when I was little, and that was a cool toy.
Well, yeah. Like, yeah.
Whatever when I was happened little, to He-Man?
Yeah, He-Man didn't give birth to other He-Man.
Tila.
I had this babysitter that told a story about babysitting a kid, and he was holding on to his hamster, and the babysitter said, "You have to go to bed." And he went, "I don't want to go to bed." And the hamster like went, bleh, and that was the end of the hamster. And I had a hamster at the time, and I remember looking at my hamster being like,
I'm not touching this thing
anymore. I would never do that to you, Mr. Hamster. Mm-hmm. And then one time I forgot to water him for an extended period of time. And then I was like, I wonder if that hamster's still alive. And I went there. It was not.
Oh, that's
how it died.
That's as close to a hamster as I got. And he was cool. Shout out to
Hedgehog.
Yeah, Snoop Hogg. He was great. R.I.P. R.I.P. the homie.
I like to think that I stopped
watering. I like watering that name, Snoop Hogg.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
He was a hedgehog or a hamster?
Hedgehog. Like Sonic.
I didn't know they were real animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Could he run after gold coins on a skateboard?
That's all he did all day.
Who got to keep the coins?
The guy with the mustache.
That's cool.
I had a hamster. You know how it met its maker?
Did you forget to water it?
No. Lawnmower. I came home one day and the wheel that he ran in was tipped over.
Uh-oh.
On top of him.
Oh dear.
And he was crushed.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You strangled to death.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I love that thing. I put it in the ball, let it run around the house.
Were you sad when that shit died?
Yeah, I was, I think.
Not really, eh?
One time it went down the stairs in its ball by accident.
That shit'll happen.
I was super sad in my head.
I was like,
how old were you?
Oh, I forgot to put the gate up. Still 10 or 11? 10 and 11?
Oh, here, like, I forgot to put the gate up.
Oh, God.
It just doesn't matter, though, because it's a hamster. It doesn't matter. It's effectively a squirrel you've allowed into your house.
I was super bummed my hedgehog died. I loved him.
Hedgehog, I feel like, has a bigger brain.
He was cool.
No, hamster, I don't think goldfish, so. Child.
In that
That's order. How they go in the order, yeah.
I just let him cruise around my house. But if he got under the couch, I had a problem.
Speaking of kids' Christmas presents, everything in my house now revolves around gaming.
See, but at least that's easy to buy for.
Well, it is.
Roblox credits. That looks great under a virtual Christmas tree.
So one of the games that me misses niece and nephew got for the Nintendo Switch.
Virtual Hamster Mama.
They open up the game as you would expect. But when you opened the package for the game, it was just a download code.
Yes.
You don't get anything in the...
What's the fucking point of the
whole Xbox?
What is the point of the
whole Xbox system that my son's got for Christmas? Is just an online download. It's got no CD. It's got no place to put a game. You just download the games. And I'm like, well, what if you want to play this game at your friend's house? Well, you've got to take the whole thing, the whole system. So now they've got a system each, two different floors. They sit in their gaming chairs, which are like little rockers. They just play and talk to each other over the headset.
Your kids talk to each other in the same house playing the same game?
Pretty much.
Trauma, stream this shit and make all the money.
Yeah.
People will watch these little bats.
You hear about this kid that like beat Tetris?
Yeah. First guy ever to beat Tetris.
First of all, 15. Where did he get Tetris?
You can still get Tetris online.
Isn't it just continuous?
It's 168 levels.
Apparently it's not.
Okay.
Because he got to the screen where it just stops. And it says 99999 is the score.
And he's probably like, damn, that sucks. I was just getting in a groove.
No, he was pretty pumped, this guy.
He said his thumbs were numb.
But like, nostalgically speaking, I have an old Nintendo. I love old video games, but I don't even know where to find Tetris. I love Tetris.
The App Store.
I have it on my phone.
You can play it on your phone?
Yeah, I got it. Tetris Classic.
So speaking of nostalgic stuff, so I went to a restaurant over the Christmas holidays.
Tetris restaurant?
No.
They had a real menu.
I'm going to tell you what the place is called. Cross? It is the...
No, unless they pay us, you don't say a goddamn word.
I'm not really not allowed to say it?
No. Nope. They charge you for a bag.
You can say it.
It's called Foo's Fix It. It's a
car shop.
It's on 109th Street.
Yeah.
But it's like it's in the Alberta block.
You walk in, right next to Red Star. So you walk in and like the lobby is all old ColecoVisions, like old 8-tracks. It's got a whole bunch of nostalgic stuff. And right behind the host, it's got a 7-Eleven or a 7-Up, old retro 7-Up pop dispenser. And I'm like, this place is pretty cool, but like, where's the restaurant? That pop machine is a hidden door. and you walk through it, and behind there is one of the coolest restaurants I've been to in a long, long time. The atmosphere in there was great. Food was even better. Down below by the bathrooms, they have like, it's all retro, and they have three old 1970s hair drying chairs. So of course we went, sat down, take some pictures. Of course, I had to see if these worked. So I plugged them in. They work. 100% work. It was crazy. It was neat. I like that kind of stuff. But like retro stuff is like cool. That is super cool.
It's very in right now. It's very in fashion.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. The other thing about kids' Christmas presents is, do you know what the hottest thing for boys age, I'd say 8 to 13 was?
Hamster mama?
Hamster mama, hamster dad. you put it in a cage with every hamster mom.
They're banned
for 30 seconds. You don't look. Just kidding. It is a Bauer mystery mini stick.
Squee!
Yeah, you just listen and you go. And when you hear,
you'll know when they're done. Yeah.
And when you hear Papa Hamster light up a cigarette, then you go.
Yeah, when you smell a cigarette, and
when hamsters have successfully mated, they make a popping noise. Like,
it says when the
they're done,
when the crate stops a knocking or rocking.
Okay, so what's the
okay? Bauer mystery mini sticks. So
mystery.
So Bauer came out with this thing where they'll send you a mystery mini stick, and it can be either like a Proto or like an Eastern Synergy or like all these different brands, but it's a mini stick and you don't know which one you're getting. Well, these things sell in stores for like $20 a piece. I knew people over Christmas that were paying on the black market privately, like $50 to $60 for one of these things. It was the it toy of 2023.
One time me and Jay were driving to Moose Jaw and we were talking about how Nintendo Wii's were like the hot thing.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
And I was like, I wonder if like we dropped into like a rural town, if there's Nintendo Wii's, because they were like so hot.
Sold out everywhere.
Everywhere.
I remember, yeah.
And I can't remember where we went, to like the Superstore in Lloydminster or something. In like the middle of the day, we walk in, there's six of them sitting on the shelf. We bought all six.
Yeah, you did.
And then we flipped them fangs, and then we had one free one, and then we bought a bunch of games.
Yeah, and we played
it. It was great.
All the time.
It was free.
It was awesome.
So my mom doesn't understand technology at all, but she always liked her Nintendo Wii. She liked whatever, right?
They're done mating.
Again. This hamster.
Hers broke.
Her Wii?
Yeah. Oh, so boy. She's been on the hunt for like months to try find one on Facebook Marketplace.
Superstore Lloyd.
She eventually found one.
Okay, so not only did my kids get an Xbox, but we found them at PlayStation 3 because my PlayStation 3, my original one, broke. Kids didn't really care about it. But I had all the games and all the equipment. And in that equipment inventory, I had the full Rock Band set with two guitars. If you look online right now, that stuff is expensive. Really? You can't really find it. Yeah, it's hard to get because like people want it. They've never made another one. Like they made Guitar Hero 1, I think Guitar Hero 2, Rock Band 1, and Rock Band 2 or something like that.
I remember when you were in that phase.
Yeah.
All you wanted to do was talk about Rock Band.
We went to a friend's house like 3 months ago and my kids played Rock Band for the first time ever and they were hooked. They did not want to leave. They just wanted to play Rock Band.
Just like you when you're in your Rock Band phase.
I got all this stuff. Yeah. Like I've got all the equipment. I just need a PlayStation 3. So we found one.
Should have said something. My mom just sold my old
PlayStation 3. Of course
I would have also sold you mine.
Do you have any guitars? Because one of our guitars is on the fritz. I would buy guitars right now. You had them.
Someone listen to this podcast, I'll have them for you.
Send me a DM and tell me where the guitar is and I'll come and pay for it.
We used to do, in our family on Christmas Eve, we used to get buckled and play Rock Band all the time.
The best.
The greatest.
It's the greatest.
I also used to have DJ Hero. That was
So do I. So the kids were playing DJ Hero. The songs are legitimately good. Yeah, like really, really good. They're mixes. They're all like mashups.
It's good stuff.
You know what we do? We get six mama hamsters. We put them in a circle.
Oh my God.
And then the one that shoots the baby the furthest wins.
You were going somewhere else with that.
Oh, I just thought you were doing the endless loop.
Endless
loop. No.
The Bauer mini stick and the mama hamster aren't that far apart.
Well, pretty close.
There's a mystery inside of something else.
Yep. I guess that's one way to look at it. Yep. That is one way to look at it.
All right. On that note,
now I'm upset I didn't get a hamster pregnant mama toy.
We're going to step aside for a quick break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Bullshit.
I gotta reload the hamster.
Until it comes out again.
It had its kids. I gotta shove those things back in or I can't play with the mama hamster.
I don't want to talk about this too much.
I like the way she glows.
But I need to get my rubber off gloves. Of this. You guys, we have kids that I used to coach, parents that I know, kids of friends of mine that come up to me and say, oh, I love your pop. We cannot be doing this.
What do you mean?
What? Oh my God. This is like the least inappropriate.
You're the one who started this story.
I know.
I wouldn't have known about these hamsters.
I'm very. Nah, yeah, you're right. Forget it. They'll learn one day.
All right. Before we keep going along, got to give some love to our friends at DoorDash. Dash that for the win in 2024. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25, maybe you're looking to cook less. Maybe you're looking to try more local restaurants. DoorDash can help you out. In the new year, that promo code NATION25.
It was the six hamsters in a circle that got me.
I was realizing if you wanted to like have them race by how far they shoot a baby, they can't be in a circle. They have to be in a line.
Yeah, they have to be in a line.
We haven't done a podcast in like 6 weeks. I'm rusty.
I like the circle though, because then you get the endless loop and then your 10-hour wait time really only becomes like 2 hours because you just got a series of hamster births.
I want the births to
Who
be every
four.
Who
can afford that many kids?
Wow. Boys, yeah.
Yeah, cost of living's gone up, man.
Subscribe to our OnlyFans.
Okay. So listen, I just do want to say one thing because this is a Nation Real Life event that has ended. We have a Nation Real Life Fantasy Football League champion. Hey. This year, it came down to a previous champion, 2021, Travis won it. Hot Chub Time Machine. And this year he was going up against Irish Butker, also known as the Bearded Brad. That was 1-2. They finished the season 1-2. Pretty impressive. And in a big time victory, the Bearded Brad took the championship. So congratulations, Bearded Brad.
Brad Stepanko won the Fantasy
Brad
Football.
Brad Stepanko won Brad. The Fantasy Football
proud of you.
League. Yeah, real proud of you.
We have a prize for you, Brad. It's Mama Hamster.
Yeah.
Slightly used.
You only get one baby though.
Yeah. The other one is MIA, but congratulations, you won.
That one's for keepsies.
If the other one shows up, we'll mail it to you. Yep. I would not hold out a lot of hope.
No. When I go quiet, it's just because I can't decide if I'm allowed to say the things I want to say.
Chances are you're not.
Probably not.
I edit.
It really puts me in a pickle. Really it puts me in a mind blender sometimes.
The one time I listened to a show, I won't say which one because I don't remember. It was to hear something, which I no longer remember what I was waiting for. Mm. You'd cut it out.
Oh, I know.
I have to consult legal after every episode.
Oh, I know which one it was.
You're on one Swedish stock exchange and suddenly you can't say your topics.
Yeah.
So I did get an Apple Watch BM.
Yeah.
It was, my sister calls this second Christmas and it's January 1 when your benefits reset. And you get like, it's called health spending. You can just buy healthy stuff in your company pays. I don't have that, but Amber does with her work and I get a cut. So I bought this Apple Watch and she just runs it through her thing, which is kind of neat, but I don't think I like it.
Why?
It's, I can't get it. It's either too tight or too loose all the time.
Yeah. So you need to get a strap like mine where it's stretchy. I don't like those either.
Yeah, you're running on like you got a quarter inch between, and what if you need a whole?
You need sometimes.
That's real. That's too small. You need a stretchy one like I got.
That's a great idea. Also, I need to set. I'm getting too many notifications.
Oh yeah, I turn everything off.
All I want is my text.
Do me a favor.
Can I do that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay.
Do you answer your phone with it?
Sometimes.
Ugh. What are you, Dick Tracy?
Like when I say sometimes, I'm going to say 1 out of 40 times my phone rings. If I'm outside or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll talk to it like I'm Dick Tracy.
I don't know why that bugs me, but it bugs me.
So I also set it to like, I was like, okay, like if this thing's going to help me get healthier, but it's like pinging me in the middle of the show is being like, stand up. You've been sitting for too long. Like,
don't tell me what to do. Ghost of like Steve Jobs. One thing
that you and I could do now when we're in Jasper is we could set up walkie talkie mode and we could literally Dick Tracy to each other all the time. Nobody now else would be allowed cooking. To play.
Do you have one, Charles?
I don't have one. Nope. No.
You won't be allowed to play with me and Tyler doing Dick Tracy.
No, moves.
If your hamster mama's Bluetooth, you can like project your voice into mama while she's birthing. Hello.
That's a toy I'd buy.
Hello.
You know,
outside of the note, like again, outside of the
notifications, I can help you with
so
all that stuff.
Then maybe I like it.
You definitely need a new strap though. I don't like that strap.
It sucks.
I'm looking at it already. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of being able to see that your phone's ringing. If it's like over on the other side of the room and you're just not paying attention and your phone rings and you can look at it and you're like, oh, okay, that's somebody I need to go get your phone. Right. So you never miss it. Yeah. That's the thing though.
One,
you can't ever miss a call.
I know.
Where people are like, okay, dude has an Apple Watch. It's literally on his wrist. If he doesn't answer my phone call, I know he's not answering it on purpose.
Exactly. And I can quickly ignore calls. Boom. Gone. See ya.
But that's the thing is people know.
You can always just say like, oh, sorry, I was in the bathroom.
I didn't want it to. I wanted to give you the proper respect and not talk to you while I was hanging in the.
Boink.
Yep.
I think you got to give precedent to people that you're around in real life. Like if you're in a meeting and a phone call happens, it can't interrupt the meeting you're in.
Do you ever drive down the street and you see somebody call and you immediately like you're just not in the mood or you don't want to talk or you just like
almost exclusively
and you wonder if they are around you and like are just. Maybe drive. Like if it's somebody
no,
that you don't
now
know.
I will.
Like if it's somebody that you haven't talked to for a while and they're just calling you out of the blue and you're like, well, most of the time, if I just see somebody randomly, I'll give them a call and be like, hey, there you are. How you doing?
Why would you do that to someone?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like an episode of just The Office when Michael Scott calls Ryan in the parking lot and he ignores the call and he gets all offended by it because he saw him ignore the call.
Yes. So I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot of times where I'm sitting in my truck and I'm driving down the street and phone rings and I have to do like a real mental. Do you think this person's like sitting behind me at this red light right now? And they're going to watch me
when the phone rings. Cause sometimes I go,
yeah, no, throw it out the window. Yeah. No, I don't do that. Try to keep it tight. It's a real concern.
I think I can get you to like the Apple Watch.
Okay.
Mostly mine is for my calendar.
Oh, like pinging you when you have an event or like a meeting
or meetings or whatever.
That's smart.
Yeah, I need it.
You want to hear a story about the Nation hot tub?
The Nation hot tub. Wow. Throwback.
I have a Nation hot tub.
Yep.
And it had been getting, I got sued twice because of it by my neighbor. Listeners of the podcast will remember that I'm undefeated on the street I live in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Now they sued me originally. I shouldn't say sue. Sue implies there was money. They took me to court because they said my hot tub was too loud. It was brand new at the time.
Yeah.
Impossible. I won. They appealed it. Like a death row inmate, they appealed it. And I won 2-0. But now my hot tub is actually getting really loud.
Ooh, it's on the fritz.
It's on the fritz. And I think it's because it's however many years old and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. Now you get what you paid for. These guys are going to live with the terror of a really loud hot tub. It got to the point where it was annoying me.
Oh no.
I could hear it in my house. It kick on and Jared Sharp was at my house. He's like, what is that? A generator? And I'm like, why would I have a generator in my own house? You weirdo. It's a fucked up Nation tub out in the backyard. So anyways, I said, you know, Wanye, it's 2024. You're a good boy. You try hard on your computers. Well, I'm going to get you a new valve or whatever the fuck is wrong with the hot tub. So I called them up and they came out and the guy goes, wow, you're the Nation hot tub. Yeah. You're the Nation guy. Yeah. So me and him, we're kicking it. He's looking at my hot tub. He's like, how many people go in this thing? I'm like, just me, man. Like, I'm the only one ever goes in. He's like, huh? When's the last time you changed the filter on it?
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you.
Well, Chalmers, I didn't know it had a filter. What the fuck?
We're talking about a guy who recently probably learned he needs to change the oil in a car.
I knew I would top the oil up in the car, but again, neither here nor there. So he looks at me, he goes, have you ever changed a filter? And I go, there's a filter. When I tell you that the grossest hot tub filter,
like black,
it's only my jerk.
You just had Wanye butter growing in there for years,
dude. And like, he's trying to be nice, 'cause he's like, oh, nice guy, we're having a good time. And he pulls out, he's just like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And he like put it in this bag for like,
I just got to go grab this suit. And he comes back with a white straight up suit with a hood on it.
So he goes, well, you know, like your hot tub should be like, it actually looks really good considering the status of your filter. And I go, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I put those tablets in. He looks at the floating thing. He goes, you put that many tablets in? I'm like, yeah. And then I'll just like, let it run for a while. He's like, you're putting in way too much chlorine. I'm like, oh, he's like, but I guess it would counteract the fact that your filter's fucked up. I'm like, so two wrongs make a right. He goes, I guess they would. You should be changing that filter every 4 months. I'm doing the math. I've had the hot tub for 5 years.
And how many months ago was this?
What this all happened?
Yeah.
This happened yesterday.
Oh, this is just yesterday.
This happened yesterday.
So did you set a timer on your phone for 4 months?
No. But when I got up this morning and had a hot tub, I couldn't believe how clean the water was. I didn't even
have to put, my skin didn't itch for the rest of the day.
75 pucks of chlorine later. So anyways.
How is your skin still on your body?
Because I would only like puck up once every 4 months. And then when it was starting to look a little bit off, I would re-puck.
Goddamn.
That's kind of impressive.
It's kind of crazy that like
that filter though,
you can have fucked a major appliance and just simply think it's just going to clean itself or something.
No, there's a little thing down at the bottom of the hot tub that I always clean out that like is a filter of some variety.
Right. But
there's also like a second filter that bobs up and down like a fishing lure.
Like the big one.
I had no idea.
Like the normal one.
When he pulled that fucking thing out, it looked like an alien. It had a bait. I looked like Hamster Mama. But hot tub Hamster Mama had birthed. It wasn't even in the cylinder.
Did you change your furnace filters at your house?
We've talked about this.
Okay.
I don't believe in that religion.
Oh boy.
Well, you don't change your furnace filters.
No, my furnace filters are like metal mesh and I have to hose them down. And I do that.
Okay.
Because of Chalmers, I have a reminder in my phone to change the furnace filters.
Because of Chalmers, I'm terrified of my garden hose.
Yeah,
I'm like, is that bitch going to leak? Even though I think I unplugged it. Oh, Chalmers.
Check it twice.
Went over to my buddy's house for New Year's and he had just had his hose plugged in. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, well, sometimes I got to spray like dog piss off the concrete or whatever.
In the middle of
the
winter?
Like, don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
Oh, God. This guy was, it's a good thing he knows you.
If you really want to hose something down in the middle of winter, what you do is you go into the bathroom, you fill a garbage can full of hot water, and then you hose Tyler's vomit off the front steps.
That's exactly how you get rid of red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't be expected to remember all of this shit that you need to know to be alive. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry. So I either need someone to carry me around like Pinky the Brain on, Lord Krang on Ninja Turtles. Yeah, remember he's inside the robot and he's just a brain. If that could occur for somebody like me, that'd be fantastic.
Well, if
you are very similar in that way. Sometimes like I'll call my old man and be like, car broken, car no go.
I can't call Wanye Sr. for these sorts of things. He's not living it. He's in the metaverse. He can't be asked.
So he'll just be like, my old man who was an engineer by trade, he'll just go, you are so useless. And I'll be like, yes.
Well, if we can pivot this into like a construction corner, then the one thing that right now, as it's going to start to get a little colder and it is winter, we've talked about humidifiers, but really seriously, please go check your humidifier pad. So inside the humidifier,
I have one.
There's a pad.
What? I don't have a humidifier, do I?
I really hope so.
My house was made in 1993. Do you think I have one?
Probably not. And if it does, if you do, it's not working right now.
Isn't there like a hose like to just shoot city water into it maybe automatically?
Yeah, just an open hose, a nice mist. Like a Vegas nightclub. I think
you're being facetious.
I'm not.
I run a humidifier most of the day.
Yeah.
Is this good or bad?
Is it a like self-standing humidifier?
Yeah, it's just like a standalone humidifier that I bought.
Yeah, I mean, it will have a sensor. It will start to understand, like it will shut off when it's properly humidified, will it not? Do you get lots of water on your windows?
No.
Then you're great.
Okay.
Do you have like a standalone little thermostat or humidistat that you can see what
the relative humidifier is? You made me buy, basically, I have one for every room of my house.
You're measuring the humidity in your house room by room?
Do it.
How am I supposed to find time to do these sorts of things? I'm very busy. What with the Hamster Mama? I have ice
forming on the inside of my walls.
Yeah.
You do?
Well, no, but they're very cold.
Yeah, your insulation. I mean, back in the day, those 2x4, they only used to use 2x4s on the exterior walls, which means you can get a pretty much a maximum of R12 insulation. And we do like minimum R20 these days. And R12 back in the day, it's probably down to about R10, R8. I know we have a room in our house where I didn't change the, and you can literally feel.
What should the humidity be at? Cause I'm running around 35.
35
and 40.
40, you're going to start to get some condensation.
Okay.
30, you're going to start to live in the verge of turning your hardwood floors, your railings, your nose into very dry.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Yeah, I have hardwood floors and railings at Wanya Manor, and I don't understand.
They're probably like kindling. They're probably spreading apart. I don't know. I should come over to your house one day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have a look. Anyways, I went to people's houses.
No, I know. You made me feel vulnerable.
That I built
the hot tub guy, and I didn't know there was a filter.
I built these houses like 6-7 years ago, and I'm just, these people are out of town, and the two of them. And so I just going over there to have a look, and one of them got an alert on their furnace that it wasn't working so great. And so I went and looked, and got to change this stuff, man. Got to change these pads out.
I need a service.
Yeah, everybody probably
or a
does.
Husband. That's I consider myself straight, but I need a husband.
Yeah, I need like or like a dad that comes.
No, I don't want all the advice.
You just want someone to do it.
A husband.
Yeah.
A house husband.
Honey-do list.
Honey-do list.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Actually, a decent service that you could maybe do.
Honey-do.
Like Uber, but for...
Well, there is like handyman services around.
There is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I want like preemptive shit. I want someone to show up and be like, it's furnace day, Wanya. And I like, ha, ha, ha. And they go in and change the shit.
There is people that try to do that for you. But like, it's like they truly try to sell you like a full on furnace clean like once a year. But is there somebody who should be coming to your house to service your furnace like every 6 months? Yeah, absolutely.
I need more than just the furnace though.
Service.
I need all the other things that people know how to do normally.
I just got my furnace clean, Chalmers.
It's nice.
You know, if you invite Chalmers over for a whiskey, he'll probably come do it.
No, he won't.
I would. I can't help but look at that stuff. What were you going to say?
So my outside walls of my house are frozen cold.
Yeah.
Like Amber made me a beer advent calendar and she kept it by our living room wall. And the beers are like, they were cold every time I opened one.
Yeah.
Is there a way for me to fix that without tearing the
wall? Free fridge.
Like, is there some sort of like spray insulation? I could just cut a little hole and like,
no, I mean, no, like you're just, right? You're getting into like a whole spray foam type of thing, but you've already got insulation and vapor barrier in there. So do you really know? And the wires, it's just no, in order to do it, like you either need to, if you were to redo the exterior of the house, you could add like a rigid insulation, where you put on like 1.5 or 2 inch mounts to around an R7, R10, maybe depending on the panels,
a new wall inside the old wall.
A slightly smaller basically house just,
you would
inside
be,
the original house.
Yeah.
And then re-drywall it and retape it. You would be better to just tear off the middle, leave 2 feet from the top and 2 feet from the bottom if it's an 8-foot wall. Tear 4 feet off through the middle, peel back the vapor barrier, shove new insulation there. But really, you're still shoving R12 in there. That's the thing. You can only get so much in there.
I'm
going to
live in the cold as long as I live in this.
Like reloading hamster mama.
My bed is like an ice bed.
Ooh, that's nice.
You can't live in an ice bed.
Speaking of which, Chalmers, you mentioned new bed. I've got a new bed arriving at my house today.
Oh boy.
Updated to the king size. And I've convinced Mrs. We are trying the 2-duvet system.
I love it. I had 2 people over the Christmas holidays tell me they tried it in the last month because they heard about it here and it has changed their life.
You're changing lives. They
literally, I swear to God,
I
was like, it's great, isn't it? They're like, Chris, man, like, I can't even tell you how great it is. Like, it is amazing.
Imagine getting a second wife now.
Mm-hmm.
And three duvets.
Whoa.
I'm looking forward to doing a 2-duvet king size bed.
Or there are 2 duvets and a king and you sleep across the hall.
You are going to be so comfortable.
I feel it. Like I can subscribe to this.
When you wake up in the morning and the first time you realize you're like, I didn't wake up last night when the missus moved around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, I don't believe it. And then it keeps happening. And a week later, you've realized you've slept through the night. Every single one of those nights, due to the fact that somebody else isn't waking you up, you will have realized you're 50% on your sleep right now when you could be living your best life.
I will keep you updated, but this is going to be happening. Shea Bag Milk starting this week.
Can't wait. I cannot wait for you to do this.
Before we wrap up the pod today, got to give some love to Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross Travel Insurance protects your memories and more.
wherever your travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information, just like our trip to Arizona.
Oh yeah,
it's coming up, Charles.
Yeah, I know. Looking forward to it.
You can't bail now.
No, I can't. I've already bought the tickets, buddy.
Yeah. Congratulations on the Cardinals winning that match, by the way.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Unseen. Where'd that come from?
Feisty.
Wow,
it's a feisty team.
The minute I saw it, I said, "Ooh, Charles." Yeah,
a little late in the season to make our tickets worth any more money, but whatever, we'll take it.
Win's a win.
Win's a win. But my kids now watch the Phoenix Coyote highlights in a different light, especially when they're at home, because they want to see what like Mullet Arena literally looks like, because I try to explain it and they go like, they just, it's tough. Cause even I know what it is and I'm having a tough time putting myself like in that small quaint environment to watch a professional hockey game. And I
can't wait.
I cannot wait. I mean, it's going to be absolutely unbelievable.
Still spots available, nationgear.ca, if you want to get in on what could be our last nation vacation of the hockey season. So get in on it. Let's go.
Can we do a segment I like to call lightning topics?
Yes.
The Winnipeg Jets allowing it to come out what that guy said, Cole Perfetti, allowing it to be said what that Ryan Johnson said, that I did that intentionally and not just leaving on the ice. Bush League, in my opinion.
About it.
Doesn't matter. Just say, whatever, man. It's hockey.
It's not Bush League at all.
Hockey. It's hockey.
No.
Hockey's a tough game.
Sticking someone in the face is pretty
hockey's tough. A hard game. Watching that, unless Cole Perfetti told me that it was purposeful and that the guy basically said, I'm doing this on purpose, I wouldn't have really thought that. I would have thought he was just a hard face-off.
Cool. But it wasn't.
Did you see the guy jump over the judge's desk and attack a judge who denied him parole?
He should get half his sentence removed from being able to leap that shit in a single bound.
All the comments about how the Jets could sure use a new linebacker. Man. My God, that was insanity.
That dude that jumped to save the judge should be promoted to judge.
He gets a judgeship.
Yeah. He should be made a judge himself, because if you didn't see that before.
Wow. The hops on this guy.
Quite the leap.
And that other guy diving in to try to save the judge, he deserves a judgery.
Wasn't expecting a female judge.
The look in her eyes as I stopped it to look at it, she was like, this could be the end of this judge.
It's brutal, man. This guy, I don't know what his parole could have possibly been. Like, I don't know if he had to serve like another 6 months, but bye-bye life.
If she denied him parole and he jumped in. I bet you that it was a longer time than 6 months. He must have had nothing to lose.
Wild scene.
Wild. World Juniors.
Wow.
Oh, Chalmers, you're all over the road.
World Juniors. Brutal. I was watching that Canada game while I was watching my son in a hockey tournament. I had it on my phone. I watched 15 minutes of pure pressure from the Canadians on the Czechs. A minute left. I look at one of the dads on the team and I say, this just feels like one of those games where they couldn't get one past them. Czechs are going to come down on a break and take a shit shot and they're going to score.
That's exactly what happened.
30 seconds later, it happened. And the guy looked at me and almost made it seem like it was my fault. And I was like, I am literally sitting in an arena in Sherwood Park. I have nothing to do with that. I could just sense it. You can feel when shit like that's going to happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you've seen that before. What a disappointing outcome. And now, maybe
I have not been less interested in the World Juniors than I was this year ever.
No worries.
Why? So I ask some people, I say, why is Canada not performing at this? They proceed to tell me that like four of the top five World Junior, or like, sorry, junior scoring leaders aren't even on the team.
Well, yeah, that like
isn't there a bunch in the NHL?
Well, Connor Bedard.
I mean, I understand the ones in the NHL. That happens with everybody.
They didn't pick the team that well. It was big ice, and they picked a small ice team that's going to like bruise you and grind you down. It was dumb. It wasn't surprising that they lost out this early. Also, I don't know, when it's not in Canada, not North America, and you're not like getting together with people on a Saturday night to watch it. And it's like, oh, it's 7 a.m., but I like wake up and watch Canada.
I found that another takeaway: Germany, Switzerland, feisty, feisty teams. Good for them. Mm-hmm.
I won't lie to you. I got to reignite my love of the World Juniors because of all the, you know, what's that's what put me off them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that.
I don't like the bad news stream, man.
Yeah.
Intuitively, I'm like, ugh, I ain't watching that. And
there was not one Oilers prospect.
Exactly. I'm only here to cheer for oil.
At least normally I can subscribe to be like, oh, so-and-so is playing for Sweden.
Yeah. I really didn't sell the team that well. I knew like going into the actual games that I was watching, I knew Macklin Celebrini and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I got to reignite my love for junior hockey. It's such good hockey. You just, it's hard. Like, I don't know, man, the Oil Kings, like, I guess I love them.
I'm doing an Oil Kings game in a minute.
Go Crusaders.
Go Liam.
Go Liam.
That's my horse in the race.
He looks like that guy from the Liam Pods Instagram account.
I'm going to do an impromptu keeping it 100 right now.
Holy on the fly.
This is based upon, it came to me when we were talking about your Apple Watches and that you would talk on the phone. And I thought of things that annoyed me.
One out of 50 times.
I am finding something that annoys me and I want somebody to either explain to me why it annoys me, that I'm right or that I'm wrong. Okay. Everybody calling the outdoor rink the ODR drives me crazy.
Good.
What? Because
finally,
because
someone said it.
Thank God.
Why is it that we always used to say outdoor rink and then the kids shortened it to ODR, yep, just like they say sty and just like for style and just like they say Riz for charisma. Now, if
hold on, Riz is short for charisma.
Yeah.
That is news to me.
If you Riz someone up or I you, knew what you it meant. If that kid's got Riz, that means he's got charisma, right?
I know what Riz is. No, God in heaven. I got more notches than you got missing teeth.
Okay. Well then I don't know what two? You're saying then, because you just said the two different things. So listen, Riz, sty, these kids like, oh, what a sty tape job.
If a we sty as a thing on your eye,
if, I won't even to tell an you adult, it
should
them.
Be. If we as adults walked into an arena and we talked to other hockey adults and we said, hey, your kid's got a sty tape job, man, you should have seen him at the ODR. He was really risen up some. Yeah,
and if you heard your grandpa say, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, you'd be like, that's dumb as shit, grandpa.
That's the point of keeping it 100. It's so stupid. But listen,
it's not your slang is what you're saying.
That I just think that we as adults are overusing what I believe to be a young person's term in calling it the ODR.
That's fair.
We say, I've always called it the rink, outdoor rink. It just, you know what you mean. And so when you go out of your way to say ODR, which isn't any easier than just saying rink.
It's more syllables.
It makes me feel like you're trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Am I wrong or am I right? Or am I, why is this bothering me?
I'm going to call it the ODR.
I don't know.
I hate it. I don't know what it is.
You had an abbreviation of something pre-Christmas that was driving me nuts that you were saying on ONR, but I don't remember what it is now.
ONR?
Yeah, I might have been ONR. No, I don't remember, but we definitely had this argument about something.
I remember what it was, but Tyler, I was just like, no, stop that. You're getting too old.
I don't like abbreviations.
Was I calling a power play a peeper? No.
Abbreviations piss me off, especially like industry specific ones. When people try to drop like a KPI on you or some shit, I'm like,
oh, I love a KPI.
We can B-way. Say
full. Yeah. B-way.
It's calling breakaways B-ways.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, that is too much. B-ways.
Yeah, all right. Sorry. I forgot I'm doing a pot with a bunch of fucking grandpas.
Oh, look at this guy. He's on a B-way. Let's see what sty he uses to riz the goalie.
But soon Tyler's going to age out and he hasn't realized it yet.
I'm getting there too.
Soul-wise, listen, you're way older than I am.
I love that the kids have their own vernacular. I really, really, truly do. I think it's hilarious. When I listen to them play video games, they talk to their friends. I think it's fantastic. I love it. I don't ever say that they're goofs for doing it. Like, I do love it.
Just call but them out on a podcast.
There is something out. No. This is adults.
Okay.
This is adults, man.
All right.
Your kids don't listen to this, do they?
Mine? I don't know. No, probably not. They don't know how to. But like, I find myself really getting into, kids are super into Jordans right now. When I start talking to my kids' friends about Jordans, I annoy myself.
Why?
Because I'm trying too damn hard. In that moment, I go, in the sense of that,
you want them to know you know what's up though.
Yes. Yes.
But Jordans are also old school.
Jordans are old school. Jordans are from us. We didn't call it the ODR. That's new. I'm gonna go on the school of that I am wrong on this one. I don't know why it is. This is something I'm gonna have to look internally at all. You wanna figure out
like the principal going to the high school dance and trying to do all the latest moves.
Yeah, that's kind of just what
that ain't it, Playboy.
And a lot of people say ODR, like a lot of adults.
Speaking of which, I just ordered a fresh pair of Nikes. I'm very excited. Not Jordan's Air Max ones, but I'm very excited about them.
Ooh, what colors?
Black and red.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll chalk up an L on the ODR one, but I still won't say it. I'll just say outdoor rink. Yeah, say outdoor rink. Say what the rink's name is. You know,
but ODR is such a simple, like risen sty is like dumb. Like I get that. Like adults shouldn't be talking like that. But I like ODR is like just an abbreviation. I don't know. It makes sense. Maybe it's because I grew up using it.
You know what abbreviation I can't stand is Chell.
Oh, yes.
We do not need to say
Chell. Okay, so there's a perfect example. Like my kids say Chell. Chell, Chell. We got to go play Chell. Let's go play Chell 24. If an adult came to me and said to me, hey, do you think your son would want to play Chell with mine? I'd go, what? What did you just say? In what way do you think that you're allowed to use Chell? Kids vernacular.
Oh, it's like when guys call the NHL the National.
Or the NBA is the association.
That's cool, though. I say that sometimes.
That one's cool.
Yeah.
You like that one.
So, like, that's cool.
It's a big full word. It's not abbreviation.
Or, like when baseball players call MLB
the majors.
That's like, cool.
But hockey guys trying to be like, oh, the National. It sounds like you're trying way too hard to be like the other leagues.
That's whack.
I've been always calling
it the league. If you notice, football commentators always call it the National Football League.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're contractually obligated.
Are they?
I would assume.
I didn't know that.
What about calling the NHL the show?
I like calling it the show.
That's
the
cool.
The show's okay. Baseball, they go with the show too. I like that. But like with the National, shut up.
Yeah, the National is not cool.
Not cool.
Chalmers, let me wrap up by saying this because I know you got a look on your face like you want to end this shit.
I'm getting antsy.
Number one, my floors are kindling.
Yep.
I'm living in a death trap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, my railings are also kindling.
Most likely.
The only water is frozen inside the wall because of the hose bib, which I assume will cave inward into the house.
Sooner or later.
Happy 2024, people.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to everybody on Monday.
Good luck finding a baby guinea pig toy because I'm buying them all.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.